UN hosts exhibit on Iran's human rights achievements. By Robert Krajicek on November 8, 2019. Iran, the world's premier state sponsor of terrorism, debuted a five-day exhibit on its human rights achievements at the United Nations this week. The promotion of human rights is the Islamic Revolution's raison d'etre, declared Iran's foreign ministry in a statement published Thursday, highlighting a five-day exhibition of slides and posters celebrating its human rights achievements at the United Nations, UN, office in Geneva, Switzerland. Iran's foreign ministry shared images of its UN display via its Twitter profile. The exhibition reportedly drew attendance from representatives of Afghanistan, Armenia, Azerbaijan, China, Estonia, North Korea, Oman, Pakistan, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. Neither the eight-year imposed war nor the wave of terrorism could divert the Islamic Revolution away from the path to democracy and regard for the people's human dignity, said Esmael Bakwa Ehamane, Iran's envoy to UN representative at the UN in Geneva. The exhibition showcases Iran's advances in supporting and promoting human rights in various areas, such as the women's rights, children's rights, rights of religious minorities, respect for cultural and ethnic diversity, and rights of disabled persons, claims Iran's foreign ministry. Preserving human rights is at the hard core of the Islamic Revolution, according to Mehr News Agency, an Iran-based and state-aligned news media outlet. U.S. sanctions on Iran are violative of human rights, according to Iran, describing its subjects as entitled to a right to health and right to access to medication. The Iranian state describes itself as based on principles of independence, freedom, and progressive Islamic beliefs, as well as the principles of democracy. According to Amnesty International, Iran arrested over 7,000 dissidents in 2018, killing at least 28 of them. Death row inmates in Iran have their organs harvested voluntarily before or after execution. In April, Iran sentenced an award-winning female human rights lawyer to 148 lashes and 38 years of imprisonment for defending Muslim women's prerogative to remove the Islamic Republic's mandatory hijab in public. The U.S. is the largest single state donor to the UN, with Congress having approved $5.8 billion across the regular budget for 2018 to 2019, or $2.9 billion per year. This does not include additional peacekeeping funding of $6.51 billion across the same time frame, or $3.25 billion per year. Since 2017, the Trump administration has proposed significant overall decreases in U.S. funding. However, Congress has generally funded UN entities at higher levels than the administration has requested, according to a September published report from the Congressional Research Service on U.S. funding of the UN network of organizations. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.